Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Another weekend has gone by, and the Democrats have had time to understand their predicament. And it has to feel like Groundhog's Day. This problem has plagued them since the powers that be decided to cheat Joe Biden into the White House in 2020. They were warned, folks. In their private meetings where they plotted the coup against Donald Trump. And that's what it was. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care. You may disagree with me, and you may know people that disagree with me, and you're all wrong. It was a coup against Donald Trump. The Democrats cheated in the election. If you don't want to realize that, you probably shouldn't be listening to this program because you're just too stupid. You can't understand it. I'm speaking English, but you don't get it, okay? Democrats in these private meetings were told of Biden's potential pitfalls. And the reason why I know it is I know the people that do opposition research on candidates. And you didn't have to reach very far to find out just how crooked Joe Biden was. This dude is a walking time bomb of crookedness. He was waiting for the first money to hit him. Because you know what Joe Biden was tired of doing? He was tired of going out every single campaign and struggling to raise money and struggling to have his trophy wife and, you know, raise these kids who were doing nothing but being reckless in their behaviors and costing him lots of money and potentially costing him his job. And he was waiting for any lifeline. And Barack Obama threw it to him. We know this guy's a pathological liar. We don't go no further and just understand that Joe Biden was a pathological liar. And you could stop his career right there. And when I say pathological, I mean lies about everything. School records, his life in general. Oh, you know, my wife, she died. She was killed when a trucker hit her, and he was drunk. That's a lie. Every good piece of legislation he was on, every bad piece of legislation he fought. I mean, you name it. He can do more push-ups than you. He could take an IQ test, and he's smarter than you. He's smarter than everybody in the room and in the world. Just listen to him talk. And you understand that this is the mind of a demented person. For his brain damage notwithstanding, this guy it has to be the smartest guy in the room, has to be able to tell you the better story, has to be Mr. Personality. Come on, man. I mean, come on. I'm Joe Biden. I'm Biden, man. I'm the coolest cat, man. Show me where Joe Biden would be the coolest cat. Show me where he's the smartest guy. Show me where he's the most... The guy that gets it done. Show me anything with this guy's career that you would go, boy, I tell you what, whew, that's the guy. That's the guy right there. Ooh, I tell you what, when he gets on something, it's done right. It's done to precision, whatever. Nobody's ever said that about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is about, what can I do to help you that helps me? And he's been that way from the moment he got into office, and he's that way today. And this is who they strategized to put into office with his crackhead son that they knew about. Think about this. You vet a candidate. He says, you know he's got a crackhead son who's running a crooked business, who's doing business, has been doing business with his VP daddy all over the world. There's no question about it. The FBI is aware of it. They're telling you. They may not be telling us, but they doggone sure told the people that vetted the Bidens. Barack Obama knew. All of them knew. And Barack Obama was like, don't let Joe run. But they did it anyway because they said it doesn't matter what the public thinks, whatever the perception is, the public's disbelief that Biden could win, who cares? So what? There's a lack of enthusiasm for this old dumb clown. They didn't care. So what? You're seeing him not get 12 people to a rally. And I use my finger quotes. So what? The media wouldn't even cover him. So what? He hid out in his basement. So what? He can't put two words together. No problem. We will put together a COVID scam just in case so we can do mail-in ballots. And you know what? We're going to mail ballots to empty fields. We're going to have ballots from dead people. We're going to have ballots from cartoon characters. We're going to have ballots that we forge the signatures on. And it doesn't matter what Donald Trump gets, we'll take care of it. And you know what happened? Trump got 75 million votes and blew their algorithm, so they had to shut everything down in the middle of the night and rig the election results. And you know what you knew? You knew it was wrong. So the people went, this doesn't pass the smell test. In the first election that we knew for 100% certainty that they cheated, millions of people got together, a million or so, and said, we're going to go to D.C. on the day that they certify this crooked election, and we're going to march. You know what the Democrats did when they panicked at that point, when they knew nobody would believe that nonsense, even with the help of a complicit media, even with the help of a complicit social media, all these giants, even with the help of a crooked DOJ and everybody that was feeding all this misinformation, and they were slamming down on us to do it, you still said, I smell a rat. And you went to D.C., and you know what they did? They said, we will take advantage of this day. And instead of calling it what it is, which is a peaceful assembly, and you exercising your constitutional rights to that, they said, we're going to call it an insurrection. Yeah, forget the damage done by leftist organizations, folks like Antifa and BLM and others, where cities are burned and innocent people are killed during real riots and insurrections. But in a march where none of that occurred, Democrats described it as a new civil war. They described it as the attack on Pearl Harbor. They wanted you to understand that even though there's video of it. People peacefully watching. Then the video that they took, you know what they did? They hid it. They arrested people. They wanted you to fear exercising your constitutional rights to assembly. And they said, make them fear it. We're going to build a fort around it. We're going to tell people that these people are insurrectionists, and we're going to arrest them for no reason because we never, never want them to question us again. That's what they did. Lies propagated, lie after lie. If you said it wasn't an insurrection, you're off social media. You're off this. Your what they call it, your social status, that you know what they do in China, where they limit you more and more and more, make you like a little who in Whoville, quiet your voice. I'm a benefactor of that. I'm I don't know what you want to call it, a prisoner of that. But they quiet your voice where nobody can hear you. Why? Because you're too close to the truth. All the while reminding us that, oh, Hunter did nothing wrong. There was no insurrection. There was no J6. Oh, yeah, COVID is real. You better get that shot. You want us to analyze every one of those things I just said? You know what they all turned out to be? Lie on top of lie on top of lie. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have to work hard to cover up their dastardly deeds, and it's only getting worse. Their candidate is getting worse. I told you guys, every day is a dog day for Biden. He ages 7 days to year one. It's a week that goes by for him. 80 plus years old, brain damage. They can try to cover it as much as they can, but a month is a half of a year for Joe Biden. Think about that. So how many months do we have? We have, what, 5 months left? This dude's going to age 3 more years by the time we get to the end of the year. And he'll look it. Because as that dementia sets in, he's going to be more bumbling He's getting more weird. Did you see this incident where he was with the baby? And the entire world looked at him and said, look at this guy making a fool out of himself. I was looking at foreign press. They were going, what's with this guy? I can tell you what's with him, foreign press. He's crazy. Il est mal à la tête. That's French for he's sick in the head. How have the Democrats kept the tempest in the teapot for now 2+ years of Joe Biden and his grift? And they've known about it for years. They've known about it since 2018, the FBI. And the FBI sat in meetings with the Democrats. You can bet your bottom dollar they did. Comey did. He sat in meetings with the Democrats, lying about the Bidens, lying about the Democrats, that party. And every one of them, anybody that's foolish enough to vote Democrat, you're part of the problem. Don't try to get out of it. And look, I'm not mad at you. You can do what you want, but just understand what you've done. You have hurt this country. And some of you did it intentionally because you were told, hate Trump. You didn't hate Trump before he became president. You might have even respected him. You might have watched his TV shows. You saw him come on TV and went, not the guy I'd hang out with, not the guy I want my daughter to date. Whatever you may have thought, but you didn't dislike him. You didn't hate him. Now he's hated. Just flash back. Go back a decade and ask yourself, did you hate Trump? And ask yourself how you could be tricked into hating this guy. What did he do to you? I mean, I talked to Republicans. You say, he's a terrible... Okay, so what did you think about him before? I get it. You didn't have to think about him, but you knew about him. And he was running, and you know what most of these people were? What most of the people, these elitists, because it's most... I'm telling you, it's billionaires that I talk to that don't like him. And you know what it is? I think it's jealousy. It's just flat-out jealousy. I achieved more than Trump. I'm a bigger billionaire, and he ran for president and made it. That's like, it would be like Trump buying 3 football teams. And they're like, how does he get to buy 3? We only get to buy 1. I hate him. They hate him at that level. He's shown them it can be done. Things that they may have never thought of. Now, that's not to say that some of these CEOs couldn't have been president, but they didn't. So they're mad at the guy that did it. But they weren't mad at him a decade ago. He was just one of the crowd. And here's the other thing. I'll tell you. At the elite level where you buy football teams and baseball teams and things like that, Trump couldn't do it. He was not allowed to do it. I'm just telling you, he's a chilly billionaire. He's not one of the elite billionaires. Elon Musk can buy a team. They want that. Bill Gates could buy a team. But let me tell you what they do. They're so much above it. Bill Gates is like, why would I lower myself to buy a football team or a baseball team or a soccer team or whatever? No, I will buy entire swaths of Congress. I will buy issues. I will buy global climate change. I will buy disaster relief. And they buy entire countries, so to speak. They buy concepts. That's what you do when you get so much money. You think you're smart enough that you can buy concepts. I can change the world. That will be my legacy. Bill Gates has said it. He's at the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab, and Klaus Schwab is congratulating him on this new phase of his life where Bill Gates gets to decide life and death for people with vaccines. And there are billionaires that are obsessed with climate change. That will be their legacy. They save the earth. That's going to be what they think is their legacy. They don't understand. When they're gone, they're going to be dust, and nobody's going to give a crap. But they think that they're big. They think they will live on forever. You know, they will be the Michael Jordan, you know, transcend the sport, and people will talk about you forever. Let me tell you, I don't care who your favorite sport athlete is or whatever. They're all going away. Kennedy will eventually not be talked about politically. People will go, oh, that guy? Yeah, oh, I get it. We're all going away because there's nothing about this world that we need to try to hang on to. You have a little bit of time to make your legacy and to pay it forward, and that's it. But the Democrats think they can do it longer. We have the big guy's bank records, folks, and eventually we're going to reconcile those bank records with his tax records because he's been cheating on his taxes. And now I'm hearing that they know that the Bidens have offshore accounts. So what would you set up offshore accounts for, Joe Biden, if you weren't hiding money? I don't know. And after all of this, he's going to be impeached. He's eventually going to be deposed. He's going to step down before he gets impeached. And as I've told you, Kamala, the crazy woman Harris, is going to become president, and she's going to pardon them all. and then she's going to go into the sunset. But look at all it's taken to make this happen. For us to get to the point where we can actually say, we know that the guy that you cheated into office is a crook and a liar and a scumbag who sold out this country to multiple countries. He shut down our independence on oil so he could allow China to gain a foothold in the oil industry. And Romania and Ukraine. He plotted against America in key areas of our infrastructure, all for his own personal benefit. And here's what the media had to say about him and his son's dealings.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Joe Biden or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Hey, Republicans, is this thing on? There's your campaign commercial for the next few election cycles. Use it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Authorities have reportedly found a soundproof room in the basement of accused Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman. The United Nations in talks with North Korea for the return of an American soldier, Travis King, fleeing across the border and into the secretive state last week. Excessive heat warnings being extended throughout parts of the U.S. at least through midweek. The heat also impacting Europe and Asia, putting the world on track for the hottest month ever recorded. The Justice Department giving Texas an ultimatum, remove a floating barrier from the Rio Grande or get sued. At issue, a floating border barrier made of large buoys anchored to the river bottom at an area called Eagle Pass. The Justice Department giving the governor until 2 p.m. today to confirm he's received that letter. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I equate the FBI asking Congress for more money to the education systems and school teachers saying, we need higher pay. We need more money for education. For what? How about you show results with the money you have? Look at what this FBI is doing. And then tell me, you would fund this. You would fund the persecution of the best citizens of the world, the conservative Americans, all for what? So they can let crooks get away with whatever they want. This group of FBI, this FBI over the last decade, give or take, maybe longer, has abused citizens of America more than anyone would have dreamed possible. You want to talk about the Boston Tea Party? You want to talk about fighting for our independence from the oppressive king of England? Look at what this FBI is doing. Look at what this IRS did. I will tell you this, though. These IRS whistleblowers, God bless them. There's nobody in the FBI with the balls to do what these two IRS whistleblowers are doing. These guys have exposed this thing more than anybody. And it's one thing that you expose the IRS, but this is beyond the IRS. Like, what's going on with the FBI is well beyond just Ray and those guys and Comey. It is a mass conspiracy. And for these people to come and say, here's what they're doing. And I want to play this clip. I think we may have played it before, but it's Chip Roy, congressman out of Texas. And he's grilling Ray on FISA court abuse. And Ray says, wait a minute, that was before my time. Okay, what about the part that was not before your time? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's Ray talking about, or Chip Roy grilling Christopher Ray.
Thank you, Director Ray, for appearing. Brian Auden was one of the FBI intelligence analysts who interviewed Igor Danchenko, the principal source of the Steele dossier, in January 2017, correct?
I believe that's in the Durham report.
And Danchenko explained that the dossier allegations were BS, yet the FBI did not reveal that to the FISA court. Instead, the FBI continued to use those allegations in two more sworn FISA applications about President Trump and Putin, correct?
Well, again, I want to let Mr. Durham's report speak for itself.
Okay, but as director of the FBI, those are the facts of the FBI under your watch. The FBI
sir, I'm sorry. It's important. Not under my watch. Those are the facts.
I'm getting to the part under your watch.
Okay.
The FBI conducted an internal investigation of Auden and sought to suspend him, but Auden appealed, correct?
I can't discuss the specific pending personnel matter.
Okay, well, according to recent reports, those are the facts. Nevertheless, in 2020, after Senators Grassley and Johnson highlighted evidence of potential financial crimes and corruption against the Biden family, the FBI assigned Auden to compile an assessment which was used to characterize the Biden revelations as Russian disinformation. The evidence Grassley and Johnson had collected were mostly financial records and could easily have been corroborated as authentic. And by then, the FBI had the Hunter laptop in its possession for over a year, so it knew the lucrative payments of the Bidens from corrupt and anti-American regimes were authentic. How on earth did the FBI empower an agent under investigation for potentially corrupt performance and abuse of FISA in one politically fraught investigation, a Democrat operative-driven case against President Trump, to play a key role and to undermine a second politically fraught investigation, a case against the Bidens? How's that possible? How can you allow that to occur in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, as my colleagues on the other side of the aisle say, the elite law enforcement agency of the United States? How does that occur?
I can't, at the moment, discuss a pending personnel matter. I can tell you that every employee who in any way touched the Crossfire Hurricane matter has been referred to our Office of Professional Responsibility, our disciplinary.
Are you concerned about this activity by the FBI and what was communicated to the FISA court? Does that concern you as the director of the FBI?
I consider the conduct that was described in the Durham report as totally unacceptable and unrepresentative of what I see from the FBI every day and must never be allowed to happen again.
And have there been consequences as a result? Is Mr. Auden, has he had consequences?
Well, again, I can't speak to pending personnel matters. As you would perhaps remember from your own time in law enforcement, because we were working closely with Mr. Durham and I assigned agents to help him, at his request, we slowed down the administrative process to allow his investigation to complete itself. Now that it is complete, our personnel processes are very much ongoing.
Well, I think it is more than troubling that under your watch, we see that this continued to occur, and you have Auden continued to be empowered after there was an investigation and after there was an effort by the FBI to look into why he would go to the FISA court and give wrong information. I mean, the issue here has been wrapped up in a cloud of politics, but the fact is the American people deserve to know how the FISA court is being abused and how it's being abused against the former president and against them in light of the reports that we saw Mr. Johnson from Louisiana put forward that was in a court filing, in a court report.
This is only the beginning, folks. The beginning of the end. For those who need a recap, let's just give you a few more things to consider. The FBI knew that the Hunter Biden laptop was not Russian disinformation, but was indeed real, and they allowed that lie to propagate. They worked with social media to silence the voices of those who knew and who would dare speak out and say, you know it's real. They knew it. What heads have rolled? The FBI knew, and Chris Wray knows, the people like the McCabes and the Peter Strzok and the Lisa Pages of the world who conspire to get rid of Donald Trump. What's he done with those guys? Those people have retired. What about the other folks in the mix? A Twitter employee asked the FITF about the authenticity of the Hunter Biden laptop in a meeting that took place the same day that the New York Post story came out. It was explained in a transcribed interview to the committee, and here's what he said. It was relayed to me later that someone from Twitter, I don't recall who, I'm not sure who, somebody from Twitter essentially asked whether the laptop was real. One of the FBI folks was on the call and did confirm, yes, it was. Before another participant jumped in and said, no further comment. While the lady, who her name is Dimlaw, said she didn't recall who in the FBI said the laptop was real, it is not revealed. It is a non-senior executive service employee, Dimlaw said. I'd have to take that back.
So they were taking it back. Maybe they didn't say that it was Hunter's. Jim Jordan writes a letter. In his letter, following the meeting with Twitter, FBI personnel immediately deliberated internally about what information about the laptop the FBI would reveal to social media companies when asked in upcoming meetings. And according to Dimlow, during these internal deliberations, the decision was made that FITF would say no comment going forward. Now, okay, we know the FBI colluded with Twitter, silencing us, making sure that information that would hurt the Bidens and hurt leftism in general, hurt the Democrats, hurt the Bureau, was not allowed to get out. Nothing new. But now we're seeing how they orchestrated it. That's what I want us to focus on. During the FITF meetings with Facebook later the same day, Dimlow said, no comment in response to a similar question from Facebook. Quote, the FBI made this decision despite being in possession of the laptop and having confirmed its authenticity. According to Dimlow, multiple personnel on FITF knew the laptop was real, Jim Jordan's letter noted. Any narrative to the contrary is a blatant lie and an attempt to cover for the Biden family crimes. And I know, folks, been a slow drip. We watched all this stuff with the Durham report that was supposed to come out before 2020 and condemn every one of those previous Comey clueless farts, I'm going to leave it at that, FBI agents that I've already mentioned. And now we've got another whole slew of them. We've got agents that knew what was going on and did nothing. We've got FBI leadership that slow walks anything involving the Bidens but fast tracks anything involving Trump. Or us, and they want us to believe it's all good. So, I can promise you, I believe it in my heart of hearts, this is not going away. The Biden family will be made to pay for this. Jonathan Turley of Georgetown University Law said that Goldman sort of put the spotlight on Joe Biden when he said something along the lines of, okay, so Joe Biden did talk to his son about business. Well, we crack one lie. If you got to understand Goldman. This is he is worse than Adam Schiff, if you can imagine that. And he just put Joe Biden on Front Street for what we already knew, so no new revelation. But he screwed up. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about on this subject. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Right, the FBI and the White House sharply criticizing a move by Senator Chuck Grassley. The Iowa Republican releasing an internal FBI document with unverified claims from 2016 that President Biden and his son Hunter purportedly received bribes from the CEO of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Now, Grassley says he is able to release that document, called a Form 1023, because of, quote, legally protected disclosure by Justice Department whistleblowers. But the FBI says Grassley's release of this information, unverified information, at a minimum, risks the safety of confidential sources. And the White House sharply criticized Republicans for pushing long debunked claims.
Did you catch all the terminology there? Unverified claims. They said it twice. They said that releasing this information that showcases that the Bidens are crooked put the safety of confidential sources in jeopardy. And then they use this term, long debunked claims. Long debunked by whom? It's like the long debunked claims of COVID, long debunked claims of the vaccine, long debunked claims of climate change. What other long debunked claims are? Long debunked claims of J6, long debunked claims of election cheating? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You've been listening to me for the better part of an hour, and I appreciate you. Thank you very much for your time and your attention. The Biden family is going to have a few choices to make soon, folks. And none of them are good for the Bidens, the Democrats, or leftists. For example, which Biden will be the scapegoat? Hunter or Joey? Now, I'm not a betting person, but if I put my odds on this thing, I would say Hunter is going to be the scapegoat. At some point, even Joe Biden's fatherly love won't save the White House coat king. And sadly for the big guy, his fate will come soon after that. Because Hunter doesn't have the, I don't know what you call it, but it's not in his personality to just roll over. Even for big guy, old daddy. And here's what I'm predicting. Joe Biden will be faced with this dilemma. He either has to resign or he's going to get impeached. And in his impeachment, the Democrats who vote against, who say, no, he didn't do anything wrong, are going to lose their positions. Here's what one of the real media outlets wrote. Joe Biden is once again facing calls for impeachment following the release of an unclassified FBI document. The document I just mentioned before, this 1023, that of course has unverified claims that, I don't know, we have bank records, we have SARS reports, we can easily get their tax returns. We know Hunter Biden is a tax cheat, that he didn't pay his taxes for a couple of years. I don't know what would happen to you if you did what Hunter did. I think I know. But because I believe there is a dual system of justice, but I'll leave that to you to decide. Anyway, so we've got this document that they say has long debunked claims. Because we know that conversation Joe Biden had with the Ukrainian oligarch, where he said, I'll make sure this FBI investigation goes away. We know Joe Biden didn't actually threaten Ukraine to withhold $1 billion unless they fired a prosecutor. I mean, that was just a work of fiction, right? I know you believe you saw Joe Biden say that with your own eyes and you heard it with your own ears, but don't believe that because that is a lie. But we hear this oligarch say, you know, look, I've given you money. I want to make sure this investigation is gone away. And Joe Biden says, I'll look into it. He said, detailing how he and his son coerced the head of Burisma to pay them a bribe of $5 million each in exchange for pressuring the Ukrainian government to dismiss prosecutor Viktor Shokin, who was investigating the company for corruption. And miraculously, it happened. According to this redacted FD 1023 form that has these unverified claims that have long been debunked and, of course, put at risk the safety of these confidential sources, who we happen to know. That what confidential sources? The whistleblower? The Ukrainian oligarch who audio taped Joe Biden taking the bribe or responding to the bribe? Who exactly is at risk here? I don't know. You guys will help me with this. I'm sure you'll give me a call and tell me who to be worried about. Here's what it says, which was released by Senator Chuck Grassley. Burisma co-founder and CEO Mykola Zolichevsky, told the FBI's confidential human source during an August 2, 2016 meeting that it cost $5 million to pay one Biden and $5 million to pay another Biden. Special agents use this form to record raw, unverified reporting from confidential human sources. And the latest in an ever-growing trail of deceit by the Bidens even has the Republicans piling on, they wrote. Most corrupt family to ever live in the White House. Impeach, said Rep. Jim Banks, who tweeted this last week. What's interesting about this 1023 is this 1023 is probably the most factual 1023 I've seen. I mean, I've seen them reduced and produced and redacted. This one pretty much has been validated by bank records, SARS reports, and the oligarch himself. And yet, the media says, it's unverified. Well, let me ask you. If it was such a, if it was unverified and nobody would care about it because it's got information that hasn't been verified, why did the FBI withhold it? This information came up in 2016. Why didn't the Obama administration decide to do something? They didn't. They knew what Joe Biden was doing and they did nothing. They called him up and said, "Look, Joe, this doesn't look very good. I tell you what's Hunter doing over there, Joe?" And Joe, well, come on, Barack. We got to make our money. Well, I'll give it to you, but look, we're going to give you a little leeway here. I don't know what they decided, but the FBI knew about it in 2016. And they were afraid that Donald Trump coming into office would probably showcase what they were doing, which is what it did. Because that's when Trump, the sad part about it with Trump is he waited too long. If he had looked into this early on, if we had a Justice Department that would actually admit, give us justice, we probably would have gotten this done during the Trump's first term and he would have had his second term. We know with 100% certainty the Bidens received this money from this oligarch. And according to Comer, well, I'll let you hear Comer say it himself.
I want to know how much money do you believe the Biden family did in these foreign business deals? How much money are we talking about? And how much money do we think went to Joe? Because Hunter complains bitterly he gave half his income to Pops and had to pay for Pops' home repairs. And the big guy, and I'm sitting here next to my father in the WhatsApp mm-hmm. message. Do you believe you'll be able to tie this money to Joe? And how much money in total? My exit question.
Well, I think there's going to be easily 25 to 30 million plus. And a big development happened today that I don't think anyone's picked up yet. I asked the question, the very last question I asked when I had time yielded to me by Representative Burleson in Missouri was, would you be willing to hand over the paperwork with respect to foreign transactions? Because it's been almost impossible for my committee to subpoena bank records from foreign countries. The IRS has that, and they're willing to turn that over to the Ways and Means Committee, who will then hand it over to us. That's a big deal, Sean, because we suspect that the Bidens had offshore bank accounts. And that today was a huge development that'll open up a new door for us to move forward in our investigation.
The walls are closing in.
There you have it, folks. I don't know. I'm not going to say the walls are closing in. I think the walls have already collapsed in. I think now it's just a matter of keep piling on to force the Democrats to finally say, okay. Now, I don't know that that'll happen because I've seen how Clinton did the finger wagging. You know, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. But I think you pile enough on them and they finally have to give in. And we're dismissing the regular media. We now know that we are conspiracy realists and not conspiracy theorists, which we have a shirt like that. I hope everybody gets that shirt. Conspiracy realist. But I just really, I don't see them getting out of this. Offshore bank accounts. What happens when we get this information from the IRS and the committee then says, oh, these offshore bank accounts exist, which forces the FBI to have to go actually do its job? At some point, Christopher Wray is going to have to recognize you can't keep doing running interference for the Bidens and the Democratic Party. So they've got a dilemma coming up, the Democrats. Who do you sacrifice, Joe or Hunter? And then after you do that, who do you sacrifice? The Democratic Party and leftism in general, or Joe Biden? What do you think is going to happen? I think I know. Let me know.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.